time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going to read that in just a moment. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. You might notice a little difference in the American Standard Version and the King James Version here, because where the King James Version says, "The Lord is my shepherd," you might notice in the King James Version, those are capital letters, L-O-R-D. That's the holy name for God. And in the American Standard Version, for that name, they use the name Jehovah. So instead of saying, "The Lord is my shepherd," the American Standard Version says, "Jehovah is my shepherd." Now, we're going to read that psalm. You know, Jesus is the shepherd. He's the shepherd of the psalm. And following the reading of the 23rd Psalm, we're going to get into this Sunday school lesson about Jesus being the good shepherd in John chapter 10. Before we do this, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read the very familiar 23rd Psalm from the American Standard Version. The inscription is a Psalm of David. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. I'm going to look at this Sunday school lesson, written for the Sunday schools of February the 14th, 1926, by E.A. Elam. He begins with some helps and hints for the teacher, and says, study the relationship of the shepherd and his sheep. This lesson grew out of a conflict between Jesus and the Jews. They, the pretended shepherds of God's sheep, had cast a lamb out of the fold or turned a man out of the synagogue because he denied that Jesus, who had opened his blind eyes, was a sinner. Jesus points out the difference between the true shepherd and the false teachers, who were thieves and robbers. The Jews were perfectly familiar with the relationship of the shepherd and the sheep. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs were shepherds. Moses was a shepherd, and David, a shepherd lad, was called from the flock to the throne. Under this figure of a shepherd and sheep, God teaches many impressive and beautiful lessons, and what is more beautiful and consoling than the 23rd Psalm? We read in John chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Those words, "verily, verily," emphasize that Jesus is about to say in verse 7, where he says, "I am the door of the sheep." Verily, verily, those words are translated at the beginning of a sentence, Amen, amen, they're translated at the end of a sentence, and truly, truly is what they mean. From those who have traveled in the East, we learned that sheepfolds were large enclosures open to the sky, surrounded by stakes set in the ground, with the top end sharpened, or a brick or stone wall covered all over with thorn bushes as a protection against thieves and wolves and other beasts of prey. Within these large enclosures are low, flat-covered buildings for protection from severe weather. During ordinary weather, the sheep remain in the open enclosure or yard. But when the nights are cold, they're shut up in these buildings. There's a large door through which the shepherd enters with their sheep. One such enclosure or fold serves for a large district and will protect thousands of sheep. Sometimes wolves and panthers will clamber over or leap upon the thorn-covered walls and with one mighty bound light among the frightened flock. That critical moment develops the true shepherd. The hireling flees. Thieves also climb over the wall and try to steal the sheep. There are prowlers whose business is sheep-stealing, but to them the porter will not open. The porter is the doorkeeper, and it is his business to guard the fold against thieves and robbers. Hence, in order to get in, they must necessarily climb up some other way. We read in John 10, verses 3 through 5. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he hath put forth all his own, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The porter opens to the shepherd. He enters in by the door. The shepherd, whose the sheep are, and who has their interest at heart, has the right to enter. In the morning every shepherd calls his own sheep forth, and they hear his voice and follow him. It is literally true that sheep recognize the voice of their own shepherd when he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Shepherds name their sheep, as we might name our dogs or cows or horses or other animals, and with every sheep knows his own name and will come when called. We drive our sheep, but shepherds of the East go before and lead theirs. The different flocks of sheep and goats come out of the fold together in a confused mass. But when the shepherd takes a different path and utters his own peculiar call, his own flock recognizes it above all the rest and follows him. This confused mass is soon separated into different flocks, each following his own shepherd. The sheep do not recognize the stranger's voice, but will flee from him. Were the stranger to put on the shepherd's dress and the shepherd of that stranger, the sheep would still recognize the shepherd's voice and follow him. These are the facts of the parable. But when Jesus gave it, his hearers did not understand. We read in John chapter 10 and verse 6, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were that he spake unto them." Well, we have the application. The sheepfold is a figure of the church, and the door into which that church is Christ. The porter seems to be only an incidental part of the parable. It is always safe and best not to try to make more out of a parable than Jesus does himself. Jesus declares that he himself is the door through which the sheep must enter into the fold, or church. And there is no other entrance. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," Jesus said in John 14:6. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." All Christians are the sheep, or the flock. Jesus, as we shall learn below, is also the good shepherd. That's now John 10 and verse 11. And under him as the chief shepherd, there are other shepherds or teachers who enter by the door. You know, Jesus is called the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. That will be a great advancement in spiritual Israel when every congregation is blessed with scriptural elders who, under Jesus, truly tend the flock, exercising the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly according to the will of God, nor yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as lording it over the charge allotted to them, but making themselves examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5, verses 2 and 3. To tend means to shepherd the flock. Not only to give them food and water at intervals, but also to watch after them day by day and abide with them by night to protect them against grievous wolves from without and false teachers or hirelings and thieves and robbers from within. At the time the parable was spoken, the scribes and Pharisees and all false teachers who did not receive Jesus, but who led their followers away from him, and who did not serve the flock and lay down their lives for the sheep, they are the thieves and the robbers. Jesus said in John 10, verse 7, that I am the door of the sheep. Verse 1 says, he that entereth not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. All teachers now who would enter in some other way than through Christ, and who serve through self-interest and desiring to provide for themselves and their family the comforts, ease, and conveniences of life, are mere hirelings, thieves, and robbers, who seek the fleece and not the flock. The thief is one who takes property by stealth and is sly and sneaking. A robber is a plunderer, a freebooter of a grand, a sneaking, creeping fellow who's bold but plunders of the church of God can be seen at work even now. All who come before Jesus claiming to be the Messiah were thieves and robbers. Likewise, as stated above, the scribes and Pharisees for this reason given were thieves and robbers. And as seen in the principle applies to false teachers now. But the sheep did not hear them. The children of God hear his voice and obey his will and cling to his way, and hence do not follow false teachers and false Christ. To hear God is to obey him. All who did that before the coming of Christ were ready to receive him. For he that believeth Moses, ye would believe me. For he wrote of me, John 5 and verse 46. So God's children today are to hear his voice. In John chapter 10 and verse 9, Jesus says, I am the door. Christ himself is the door. Baptism, then, is not a door into the church. Through faith in Christ, one repents of all sins as is baptized into Christ, and by him enters into the fold of God and is saved. These put one into Christ, the door through which he enters the fold or the church. Christ is not only the door, but is a pasture or food. The parable has double significance. Christ is the good shepherd as well as the door. And as the shepherd leads the sheep into green pastures of truth and beside the still waters of peace, under other figures, he's the bread of heaven or the water of life. To enter in by Christ is to enter according to his directions, and to feed upon him is to do his sayings in faith and trust. Going in and out and finding pasture does not mean going in and out of the church, but it means both the spiritual food and protection which are in Christ. Jesus uses a different part of the figure.